It's after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District. And I mentioned to Chip earlier this morning because he is going to talk about Pratt Street Patio. Yes, Pratt Street in Hartford. Now, next week is the last week the street will be closed to vehicular traffic at lunchtime. And I'd like to specifically focus on a book fair that's going to be happening, and it is called Books on Pratt in conjunction with the Yukon Barnes and Noble 40 local authors selling and signing books. And we can also talk about the overall success of Pratt Street's program as well. And we've got the man to do it, and here he is, Chip McCabe. Chip, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm glad that you are here. You know something?
Glad to be here.
I have always had a feeling for Pratt Street. There was always something. And I said, when is it going to break out? When are we going to get, you know, something? And I think that it's going to break out now. I got that feeling, and I'm not just making it up.
I have the same feeling you do.
Really? Well, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, Pratt Street has always been, as a transplant to Hartford years ago, it's always been one of my favorite spots in the entire city. It's one of the most beautiful streets, not just in Hartford, but I think anywhere in New England. This beautiful brick-lined street sits conveniently right across from the XL Center for people who come in to visit for that. And it's just a great little spot. Used to be the hub of retail, as you know, in downtown Hartford,
yep.
And we're hoping to bring that back one day.
Well, I think you will. I think
excellent.
All you have to do is look around Hartford right now, and I get the other side quite frequently, but I think there's no question Hartford has really been improved. Look at the young people that are moving in.
Agreed. Agreed. And we see them on the street for lunch pretty much every day.
That's right.
We've this is our second year of the Pratt Street Patio, where we close the street to vehicular traffic from 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday and 11 to 9 p.m. on Fridays. When the weather is nice, which it was touch and go this summer, but when the weather's nice, the street is filled with people sitting around, eating lunch, riding bikes through, walking their dogs, you know, taking their walk at lunchtime, coming out of their offices and cubicles. It's a fantastic sight to see.
Now, what about these 40 local authors? What's this about?
So we had this concept of doing some sort of large event to close out the Pratt Street patio. So our season for this ends next week, as you mentioned. And Friday the 28th is our absolute last day for the Pratt Street Patio for this year. And we approached the Yukon Barnes & Noble about doing a book fair. We know that they've worked a lot with local authors since they've opened. They've been great with that. And they did the dirty work for us and put together a list of over 40 local authors who are going to be tabling right on Pratt Street, selling their books, signing copies for anybody who wants. We're also going to have Hartford Public Library will be in attendance with their vehicle, their mobile unit. The Twain House and the Stowe Center will also be tabling that day. It's going to be just a fantastic day from 11:30 to 3:30 for book lovers. Anybody who wants to pick up a book from a local author, this is the place to do it.
Now, the date is, again, the 28th, right?
Correct. Friday, September 28th, so a week from tomorrow.
Boy, I'll tell you, you're going to be jam-packed.
I hope so. I'm already looking at the weather, and it looks fantastic. It's going to be just a great day.
You know, these are the things, Chip, that I like to talk about. And I've always loved Hartford. And we've had our problems. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the things that they're going to bring everything back. And it's going to take a little while. We've got a lot of work to do. But, boy, I'll tell you, there's some darn good things that have happened in Hartford. I mean, you can go out to eat at night. You can go to a club at night. I mean, and there are a lot of folks that don't even realize that yet.
Well, you know, we've used Pratt Street as a sort of pilot to really attempt different ways to what we call activating space. So taking what would normally be a street or just a concrete walkway and trying to make use of it in unique and genuine ways to give people that city experience that they look for when they go to bigger places like New York or Boston. So this book fair is just one of several ideas we've been kind of throwing against the wall to see what would stick. And we're seeing that more and more, especially downtown. You know, today, for example, the One World Market will be set up at Burr Mall in between City Hall and the Wadsworth there. And they bring in food trucks and live music. And, you know, these are the types of things that we're looking to do more of.
Absolutely.
In the coming months and years. So,
talking with Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District. And again, on my radio broadcast, we are going to be talking with these folks from time to time so that you will know exactly what is happening, what you can look forward to by coming to downtown Hartford with your friends and so on. And this is what I'm going to do here on the radio. I've got the folks to do it, and this is what we're going to do.
Well, we appreciate the platform. Anytime we can showcase all the great things that are happening in Hartford, we love taking that opportunity. So we appreciate you having us on.
Well, again, now, these folks that are going to be coming in Hartford for the, 40 local authors. How did you ever get that many to come in?
You know, people don't realize, it's almost like the local music scene. They don't realize how robust it is until they're immersed in it. You know, I mentioned, I need to give a shout out to Lori Bompart, who is the manager over at the UConn Hartford bookstore. She is so in tune and in touch with the local scene as far as writers and poets, and she's just done a fantastic job of making those connections. And she basically just put a call out, and they all responded. They all wanted to be part of this cool new event on Pratt Street. We're so happy to have them. We love supporting local art, whether it's authors or poets or musicians or visual arts, whatever it is. So this opportunity to bring them all together was a no-brainer.
Well, again, for the listeners, let's give the time again and just when it's going to happen so that and the folks will come. You wait and see.
Can't wait. It's Friday, September 28th, and the book fair runs from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
That's just terrific, Chip. And from time to time, we're going to be talking with you again. You know, the Marketing Hartford Business Improvement District is, to me anyway, very, very important and something that the people will understand because you're doing such different things.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, like I said earlier, we're just trying to, you know, help activate this city and give that, you know, city feel that so many people are requesting and looking for.
And you know something? So are we.
Excellent.
Hey, thanks a million, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And keep in touch.
Will do.
28 minutes after.